I just
you never know what kind of mix of people we're getting in this chat at any one time. As always, it goes hot, it goes cold, it goes hot, it goes cold, it's up, it's down, it's everything in between. So hi guys.
Well, how's it going, man? I just here as a listener, really. We were in the room, the green room.
It's all right to cry. Crying gets the sad.
First of all, I'd like to say that the conference at Santa Barbara was not directly concerned with the control of the mind. That was a conference, there have been two of them now, at the University of California Medical Center in San Francisco, one this year, which I didn't attend, and one 2 years ago, where there was a considerable discussion on this subject. At Santa Barbara, we were talking about technology in general and the effects it's likely to have on society and the problems related to technological transplanting of technology into underdeveloped countries. Well, now in regard to this problem of the ultimate revolution, this has been very well summed up by the moderator. In the past, we can say that all revolutions have essentially aimed at changing the environment in order to change the individual. I mean, there's been the political revolution, the economic revolution, in the time of the Reformation, the religious revolution. All these aimed, as I say, not directly at the human being, but at his surroundings, so that by modifying the surroundings, you did achieve, at one remove, an effect upon the human being. Today, we are faced, I think, with the approach of what may be called the ultimate revolution, the final revolution, where a man can act directly on the mind-body of his fellows. Well, needless to say, some kind of direct action on human mind bodies has been going on since the beginning of time.
You know, that will probably come out in the future. Or, you know, there's a lot of us who don't believe what we've seen is believing anyway. But to say that the buildings fell is true. So therefore, if they did use controlled demolition, it's a magic trick. People don't get hurt doing magic tricks, you know, unless you want to be Houdini.
John Adams can say to me, there's a book, you know, it's in the rare books collection of Cambridge University. Here's a link. You can just go and read the PDF. I don't have to go to England to read this book. I can read it right now. Anyone can. That's truly phenomenal technology. This is truly an unveiling that we are witnessing. And the people who are doing it, we want to spend our time just blaming them for our problems and being negative about the world. I look back at that mindset and I think, man, that was crazy. That was a crazy mindset that I had. But I also remember how convinced I was at the time. And I also remember how if someone had put forward what I'm putting forward now, 2 years ago, I would have accused them of working for the bad guys, right? Such was my conditioning. So I wouldn't blame anyone listening to this for assuming nefarious intents on my part. All I would say in reply is just give it a try. Just spend a few moments just imagining what if they're not bad and see how you feel. You might find that you feel a lot better. You might find that you feel a lot better. And then you might find yourself asking, what is my evidence that they're evil? And if you're being honest, you might realize all of the things you want to blame on them, it's actually what we're doing to ourselves. Just my opinion. I could be wrong. Maybe they are evil. I don't know. But I don't think so.
Well, regardless whether one thinks they are or they aren't, one thing you are correct about it is we definitely do have a certain amount of choice. Not 100% choice, but a certain amount of choice to be able to better our lives ourselves.